This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, and our next guest is a favourite of ours here at Bandcamp. He's wrapping up a tour with Owl Eyes tonight at the Toff in Town here in Melbourne. His EP is Phantom Pains, and we just heard a track from it, the track with Lisa Mitchell called Dog, and we've been given that a good old spin over the last year or so probably. We're lucky enough to have him in the studio. Welcome to Joy, Andy Ball.
Thank you so much for having me in. It's nice to actually be in the studio at last.
It's lovely. We're always talking about you, so it's nice to actually have you here.
That's why my ears are burning. I'm getting Joy FM ear burns.
Exactly. The tour with Allies, how's that been going?
Yeah, mate, it's actually been a really good one. It's sometimes tours are quite tough. Travel a long distance and you got to get your promotion right and make sure people come and all this kind of stuff. But this one has been like remarkably easy.
Yeah.
Allies is really lovely and she's playing with a guitarist called Geordie who's having us to stay here. Like everything's just kind of fallen out, you know, pretty nicely.
That's like a little family almost.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we've had like, Melbourne, I mean, today Melbourne is just like, this is like heaven on earth here at the moment. So I feel like we just have, it's just paradise weekend, I'm telling you.
Count yourself lucky because, you know, this is a bit of a surprise, this weather at the moment.
Yeah, so. Well, it was chilly yesterday. But we're not here to talk about the weather, are we?
No, we're not.
Seems a bit mundane. How boring. But anyway, this tour has been awesome, actually. There's been people coming to shows at venues that maybe had been harder in the past or whatever, and now they're sold out or whatever. So, I feel pretty stoked, actually.
And you've got to be the only person leaving Sydney, I reckon, this weekend, because you're a Sydney-sider.
That's right.
Mardi Gras, of course, tonight. It's massive.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And they go down. I live right next to, like, the strip where they walk. I live right next to Oxford Street, and I always like to go out and see it. I totally forgot. Yeah. Oh, missing out on the festivities.
1 year without Mardi Gras won't hurt too much.
That's right. Well, will it? Every year, it's a marker. It's the morning after. You know, it's the morning after Mardi Gras. You walk outside,
yeah,
and it's just like the wreckage. I walk down the streets like Afghanistan. It's just things have exploded. And
yeah. Is that on the Sunday or the Monday though? Because people fully party on, don't they?
Yeah. It's hilarious. Like there's the clubs like on the Columbian, just a couple blocks down from where I live. And you'll walk down and there's people who you just see there. They've just got that look in their eye like they've been at that club for 3 days, you know, subsisting on like rum and coke.
Very nice. Now, we just heard Dog featuring Lisa Mitchell, which was a big hit off the EP.
Yeah.
For those who don't know too much about the track, I know the background on it, but can you share with everyone else?
Yeah, well, you're an industry insider.
Yes, well, you know, I do my research.
That's right. You've been YouTubing it. The story is I met Lisa Mitchell, I guess it was about a year and a half ago, I think, and she was doing a tour. This is, you know, she's a proper bona fide star now, you know, she's selling platinum records and selling out these huge venues and stuff. But when I met her, she was doing the smaller venues and her star was like beginning to rise. It was at the very beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And we'd done a tour together and I was supporting her just solo. And she was playing guitar. It was like a guitar trio with her and a bass player and a drummer. And on the second night, she cut her finger really badly and couldn't play guitar. And so there was like this minute of freak out because it was like, what are we going to do? Because she tried to do a gig with it. And it was just awful. There was blood on the fretboard.
Oh, yeah.
It was dreadful. So someone said, well, why doesn't Andy play piano instead? He's right here. So I just learned all the songs and played the rest of the tour with him. So became friends with Lisa that way.
How quickly did you have to learn the songs? Can you just do it?
I had an hour. But it's okay because the thing, I mean, this was a real educational experience because I had like endeavored up until that point in my career to write really complex songs with multiple, like all these chord changes and strange rhythmic stuff. And then I, you know, Lisa was writing songs that comparatively were simple, but also really like kind of moving as well. Mm. So I was like, I got to have a look inside her songs, you know, got to really know them from the inside out. So that was really educational because I thought, well, I must be better because I'm not better than Lisa, but I must be a better musician because I can be more complex.
And then
I got this schooling about how actually simplicity works really well. So anyway, I did that tour. A year later, Lisa, I always thought it would be cool to do something with Lisa one time, and she knocked on my door one afternoon and we had a cup of tea and I said, hey, have you got an hour? You know, I've got this track that I think would sound really great if you sang on it. And so we just went up to my little studio in my attic.
Yeah.
And we just wrote her part and recorded it. And she was off an hour later because she had some award to win or something like that. She was out the door. And it was just a breeze, man. It was just like serendipity, you know?
Excellent. Great. Mm. And the duet thing seems to work quite well. You also got a track featuring Hungry Kids of Hungary.
Yeah.
And Little Red also feature on one of the tracks as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So similar stuff. Little Red I toured with, and then one night they just knocked. Like I said, I live in Sydney, like quite an inner city suburb. So I just got a knock on the door at like 11 p.m.
Oh, or I'd night be in bed.
From the boys. I was upstairs making music. I got a call from like Tom from Little Red, and he was like, "Bull. Bull, are you awake?" I said, "Yes, I'm awake." He said, "Where's the door?" So I came up with a bunch of beer, and I think I drove my housemate out that weekend, actually, because he left. He said, "I've had enough. I've had enough of the noise." He's a lawyer, and I was like pumping music till 3 a.m. in the morning, recording this track with them, because it's quite a raucous sort of track.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, I'm out. So inconsiderate. So he bailed. But I got a song out of it.
That's good.
And then the Hungry Kids thing was just like... they were just really cool guys, and I knew them through music and said, "Let's do a thing." And it was all very easy. That's the one thing about this EP, is everything kind of happened with a bit of, I don't know, grace or something.
A bit of luck.
Yeah, yeah. There's no such thing as luck. You know that. You know that.
There is. I believe in luck.
No, it's karma. It's karma. It's karma and goodwill. Intention and focus. Luck is nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for
it.
Yeah. Once this tour wraps up, you've just announced in the last couple of days you'll be touring with the Hungry Kids of Hungary.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a big tour, that one. That's like 14 shows. That's national. That's all around the country. So
yeah.
I don't know all the details off the top of my head because I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone in April and May. But that's going to be great because they're an excellent band, excellent pop band, really polished and wrote great songs and just dead set legends as well. So that's going to be heaps of fun. We'll be doing a stack of shows here in Melbourne and we're even Perth, Tassie, all the places that you normally can't get to. You
everywhere. Because
I
was going to ask you about you as a person. Are you a very organized person? Because these dates basically take you up to May.
So
do you kind of freak out when you go, "Oh my gosh, I've got all these commitments up until May," or how do you approach it?
Oh yeah, you try not to think too much about it, I reckon. No, this is the thing, is this: if you look at what you've got to do, it gets so overwhelming. You're like, what am I, like, that's a stack of traveling and shows, and I want to put together a new band, I'm putting together a new album and stuff now, a new single, and it's just like, if you look at it all at once, it just defeats you. So you have to look at it, just put it in the diary and then deal with it day by day. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, it's just like, it freaks you. It's overwhelming. But if you do it day by day and you realize that there's enough time in the day to do everything you need.
Yeah. Excellent. Have you got time to stick around if we play a track?
Yeah, most definitely, man.
I know you've got the gig tonight, but...
Yeah, who cares? It's just a gig. I don't really care. So whatever.
All right, we're going to hear Last Waltz, which is the track featuring Hungry Kids of Hungary. Here on Joy 94.9, we're chatting to Andy Bull.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and our special guest for this hour is Andy Bull. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure. I'm very happy to be here, as you can tell.
It's very nice. Now, we've had a complaint, Andy.
Oh, no.
I know. We've had a message from Beck, and she says...
Beck's mad.
"Stop the interesting interview and good music. I need to get out of the house."
Ah, thank God. Phew. Thank goodness for that, Beck. You had me worried.
Could have gone either way then.
Get this idiot off the air.
And she agrees about luck. She says, make your own luck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not in like a hardcore way. Like, you know what I really hate? I'm going to tell you, even if you don't want to know, because I've got the microphone and I'm on the radio. So I don't like it when people get really vitriolic about this stuff. Like, nah, like, I mean, not saying that you are, not at all. I'm not saying you are. I don't get that vibe at all. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, you don't like punish people for like making bad luck for themselves or whatever. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Nah.
And I don't think the universe punishes you for doing things. Like, I think the universe is kind of non-judgmental in a way. All I'm saying is that I felt with this recent EP, like it was very effortless in comparison to what I'd done before.
It just happened.
Yeah. And it was also much more fun for that reason. Yeah. And also like all these wonderful unexpected things happened as well. And it was not the result of like working really, really hard. It was a result of just seeing what opportunity was there in front of you instead of like throwing a goal off right in the distance, which is what I'd done in the past.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to smash through every barrier to get there. Yeah. Instead, it was like, well, this is what I've got right now. everyone, just if you if you're in the neighborhood and you knock on the door, have a sing. Like, it was just kind of, you know. So that's what I mean by creating your own life.
I get what you mean. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So it's not like in a hardcore self-help way. It's like chill, relax a little bit.
Exactly. You know? And it'll just happen. Mm. Now,
or it won't, and that's cool too. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, because you won't have any expectations.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yes, grasshopper.
So is this how you're going to approach future recordings now? You're just going to...
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's how I'm trying to approach everything, but definitely, you know, being a musician... That's where I would normally encounter a lot of stress is in making music, obviously.
Mm, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely the way, because, you know, ambition and stuff sustains you over a short period. Like, just dogged determination can last maybe for a couple months or something.
Yeah.
But in the long run, the only thing that sustains you is joy.
Now, do you do any duets or anything with allies, or do you... do just separate sets, or how does it work?
We do separate sets, and I ashamedly, you know, we wanted to get together to do some sort of I don't know, we were going to do some kind of like a cheesy old love ballad. I was suggesting like Lionel Richie or something like that.
All Night Long or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. But it didn't happen. We just could not cross, like, we couldn't get in the room together at the same time, and all this stuff happened, and so, yeah, unfortunately, but... combined, our sets are just magnificent.
Of course,
greatest
they
things
be.
You've ever seen. Yeah.
Do you do a bit of stuff from the album, stuff from the EPs?
Yeah.
Mixed bag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a funny thing because the album, which is called We're Too Young, so that was released I think a couple of years ago, but I finished it earlier than that. So that was quite a long process. And then this EP kind of happened very quickly. So I try to mix the two things up because I know that people like both. But you know, you just move on from stuff. So.
Yeah,
I guess in a year's time I won't be playing heaps of stuff from this EP. I don't know. You just, you know.
Hopefully there's lots of new stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, well, if you're a musician, the idea is that you're meant to be making music a lot. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, you take what you want and you play it, and then you do your best to play songs to people if they've come along to hear old stuff or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.